Tyler Vance, Belgrade, Luton, El Rosa.
And good morning and welcome back to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. It is Class A time. And we have a lot of action coming up here. 7 Pierce Pioneers, 4 Royalton Upsala Royals, 2 Holding Ford Huskers. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. And we start with Reese Kapsner coming up right off the bat. Reese against 4th-ranked Austin Devlamnik of Minneota, and they are underway. And he is facing a 4th-ranked kid from the now state champion Minneota Vikings, who won the team title last night over Zambroda Mazeppa. Quick takedown for Devlamnik. Reese ranked 10th. Devlamnik, sophomore, 36-3. And Reese Kapsner down 2-0. Jake Andries will be coming up as Devlamnik goes to work on a cradle. Jake will be on mat 8 in the next match over there. Brandon Ortman's coming up on mat 4. There's a cradle and Reese is tight. Back points for Devlamnik of Minneota. Referee down and looking. 55 seconds left and there's the pin. A pin for Austin Devlamnik in just over a minute. So he made quick work there, unfortunately, of Reese.
Coming up on man number 4 at 113 pounds.
So that's the way Class A gets started. Not a good start. Now we look ahead. Reese now has to await his fate in a wrestleback situation. And to be honest, it's a toss-up because Devlamnik, ranked 4th, is likely to get number 2, Jake Norrie, West Central. It would take Devlamnik to beat the number 2 ranked kid in order for Reese to stay alive. Jake Andries, his opponent, Caden Spindler of Border West. He is a 33-8 freshman. That'll be on mat number 8 coming up. The other. And 3 near fall, that is Andrew Nissen of Black Duck down there on mat 8. And he's up big, 9-2. He's the only senior at 106 in Class A. He's ranked 3rd. So up next on mat 8 will be Jake Andries after Nissen's match. So we'll take a break. We'll have Jake Andries coming up. Brandon Ortman is up next on mat 4 as well. Class A underway.
Anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker's Screen.
All right, Piers 0-1. Reese Kaster got pinned, and now Jake Andries coming up. Jake at 113 faces Caden Spindler of Border West High School. And you old school folks might know Border West, better known as Wheaton Herman Norcross.
Jake Andries from Piers.
Jake Andries coming out. The 113-pound representative for the Pioneers puts on the anklet. Andrew Nissen of Black Duck just picked up a pin. So that's a win for Section 7 at 106. Jake, a little bit of an arm injury. Battled through it yesterday in the team competition. And they're underway. And they tie up right off the chute. Andries and Spindler. Coming up, Brandon Ortman will be on mat 4. His is the next match over there. Andries locked up. Looking for a wrist on Spindler, wearing the black and silver of Border West. Here's a shot in by Spindler on Jake's leg. Driving forward, Jake trying to scramble. Jake grabs the leg now, and Spindler gets the 2-0. So now Andries off the mat. So Reese Kapster got pinned a little over a minute in against Austin Devlamnik of Minneota. And now it's Andries trailing 2-0.
6 pounds, the winner by technical fall.
Brandon Ortman will face A.J. Schmidt of ACGC. Here's a roll try by Jake.
Number 2 at 113.
And there's a crate, a tilt here, and back points. He got 2, did Spindler. And another tilt, and more back points. Well, he's only got the 2. He didn't get the 2 first time. There they are. Now it's 4-0. 33 seconds. Andries being tilted again. And here comes the count. He got a 1. Now it restarts. Spindler from Border West with the early lead here. It's going to be, he's got Jake now coming around. Oh, he's got back over his chest. Now reaches up for the head. 3 seconds. And there's the end of the period. But 7-0 for Border West's Spindler. So choice for Andries here. So a rough start for Jake.
352 at 106. Stall class A. By fall.
Yes, we'll have to have our head on a swivel here in this round. All over the arena. 8 mats on the floor. We've got double duty at 132 a little bit later on. Andrew Tamala will be down on mat 1. Zach Scott of Holding Ford on mat 8. Andries.
Trenton Coyer.
Now in on the leg, lifting Spindler. Dumps him down to the mat. Spindler, though, rolls. Jake still with the leg control. Spindler draped over the back. Jake switches to a double.
United, North Central.
Nice to have him right down in front of us rather than 200 feet away on the other end of the arena. Now Spindler switching, and they're out of bounds. He did get an escape. 8-0 now. Andries trails Caden Spindler. Freshman, Jake's an eighth grader. 113-pound Class A opening round. 1:10 left, second period. Now Spindler attacking in on the leg, gets two. He is starting to work on Jake Andries here, 10-0. And he's got back points with that Turk in. He got another count coming. Jake's in trouble here, 48 seconds. Jake in trouble right in the middle of the Albert Lee mat. That leg elevated in the Turk. 38 seconds and it's over. A pin for Caden Spindler. And the Pioneers are down 0-2 to begin their morning session here in the individuals. Coming up, Brandon Ortman. He'll be on mat 4. It's match 370. That's coming up very shortly. They're shaking hands, so 30 seconds from now, Brandon Ortman.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Brandon Ortman, AJ Schmidt, ACGC underway. This is the second meeting. They met in a duel in Piers. It was a Tech Fall win for Brandon Ortman. Pioneers 0-2.
Five at 120. Dylan Potosik.
Ortman New Richland. In on a takedown, up to zip. And Schmidt outside the circle and now out. 2-0 lead for Brandon Ortman. Andrew Tamala is match number 383. And Ortman, now he's got Schmidt to his back. He's got a, oh, he rolled through to his belly, but he did pick up two near fall, 4-0 for Ortman. And Brandon throws the legs in. Reaches across for that opposite arm. Trying to work a 4-0 lead with that Turk here. Just under a minute gone by. Ortman with the 4-0 lead, takedown and back points.
The results on that.
Now Schmidt to his feet. Brandon brings him back down and then out of bounds. Over on mat one. See, Tamala's match is number 383. So they're about two matches away from Tamala coming out. Restart, 44 seconds. Tamala, or should say Ortman, elevates Schmidt. Schmidt tries to turn into Brandon. Brandon still controlling. Reaching underneath for that opposite ankle. Schmidt scrambling now, coming out the back door. Coming around, Schmidt is going to reverse him. Reversal for A.J. Schmidt, makes it 4-2. Now Schmidt will give up the escape, so it's 5-2 now. Zach Scott is coming up in a couple of matches. We're holding forward on mat 8. Both on their feet, Ortman and Schmidt. Here's Ortman in behind. No control, though. And out of bounds as the period ends. 5-2 Ortman. Choice for Schmidt. Defers. Brandon wants to go down. So both Reese Capster and Jake Andries have rough starts here, getting pinned by their opponents to begin the day for Class A individuals. Here's a near, or I should say a tilt by Schmidt. He's going to get points out of this. At least two, I believe. Yep, there's two. 5-4. So this is a much different result going here than the first time when Ortman tech-falled Schmidt. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
Good. Tom Elliott from the St. Cloud Times with me here. And there's Schmidt. Oh, you can sit, Carly. You're fine.
Yeah. I've been sitting all day.
Schmidt running a good half around on Ortman. Tom Elliott from the St. Cloud Times down here and always providing outstanding high school coverage.
Well,
and
thank you.
We are we're in the thick of it here. This opening day of individual action, always a lot of excitement. And how many guys are you watching here? You got Sauk Rapids, Sartell.
60
There's
individuals.
A switch by Ortman, and it pinned him. Ortman. He switched in a hurry and pinned him. So Brandon Ortman with a pin for the Pioneers over A.J. Schmidt, and that's the first individual win for Piers. Everything's been a pin for a Pioneer. Two against and 1-4. We'll visit more with Tom Elliott when we come back.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-252.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
It's always good to have an official snack food of a broadcast. That's Scott Geiger, owner of Central Minnesota Distribution. Tom Elliott, St. Cloud Times, with us here. And
hey.
We're through Triple A individuals here. And overall, give us your review on the performances here. I know Sauk Rapids got a win.
Yeah,
Tech had a win. Yeah.
It was a very good first session for Central Minnesota. Riley Mulder, the number one kid at 113, had a very tough match. He went 3-0. He's advancing to the quarterfinals. Austin Brenner from Tech, 132, he had a pin. He's moving on. We talked about Zach Spoden at 106 for Sauk Rapids. He won 1-0. Just got done talking to Seth Klein. He's a senior from Ricori. He won at 195. Very impressive win.
Okay.
11-3 over a Farmington kid who wrestled three matches yesterday. It really looked like
maybe Klein, a little out of the gas tank, huh?
Absolutely. Klein looked fresh and ready. Just talking to him, you know how we got kids here cutting weights and running the hallways?
Yep.
And trying like heck to, you know, stay under, and that way to be 198. Seth Klein a week ago weighed 174.
Yikes.
They moved him up into the Section 6 AAA because they thought he had a better shot to go to state at 195 than he did at 182. And it paid off.
It did. Wow.
He's in the quarterfinals. Oh,
good for him. Good for him.
Little Falls guys had a tough day.
Yeah, they did. They went 0-3. And and they were tough draws. I mean, all three of them were top-ranked kids. So not number one ranked, but, I mean, they were.
The top three or four.
Yeah. Yep. Donnelly was a 152-pounder coming down to 45. And the Mayo kid was ranked third against Lang. And I think Capon's kid was a six-ranked kid. So
I'm real interested in some A matches coming up. I know that want to see the Kyle Lang kid from Royalton Upsala.
Yep. Undefeated.
Yeah, he wrestled about a half a season. He had a torn pinky from end of football. And really want to see him. Want to see Nathan Brinker, another football star.
He's got a tough draw. Yep.
Yeah, he does. He's undefeated as well. Obviously,
our own Colton Eichen's undefeated.
Oh, what a stud.
Yeah.
Boy, 152. I was impressed with him yesterday.
Yeah, he won both his matches. By the way, the win by Brandon Ortman, who just won at 120 by fall over A.J. Schmidt of ACGC, was Brandon's 100th career win.
Oh, wow. You just gave me something to write
out. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Rick.
Brett Kapsner and Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala picked up their 100th career wins last week at the Section 7 individuals. And Colton Eichens is at 148, so he's two away from 150. Milestone's a big part of wrestling. Here comes Zach Scott of Holdingford.
Great athletic family, great wrestling family.
Oh, huge, yep. So this is the first of two Huskers coming out. Scott at 132.
He's wearing his Holdingford greens.
Yep. Maverick Johnson of state runner-up, Zumbrota Mazeppa. Sophomore, 35-10.
Did you hang in there last night, or did you call it quits by then?
No, I was in Pierce. I did the boys' game in Pierce last night.
Apologies.
No.
That's right. They kicked Staples Model.
They did. They won by 19.
Zumbrota Mazeppa lost 31-30 last night to Mineota. Honestly, that match intrigued me as all heck. It was very exciting. It was the one I was really open about who could win and was excited to see, and then I was very interested in St. Michael and Apple Valley to see somebody could finally end that dynasty, and that didn't quite happen either.
10 in a row now for Apple Valley.
10 in a row, and not one of their best teams. They're not ranked in the top five in the country or anything this year.
Well, boy, I feel bad for them. Zach Scott underway, and he's going to get the first point right there. A takedown. 1:20 to go in the opening period for Scott. Andrew Tamala's match on the opposite end of the arena. Over on mat one, they're at match number 375. That means that Andrew is up next. Scott finished sixth last year at 120. He's ironically enough losing to Chris Ortman, a fellow Section 7, and Brandon's older brother.
Zach's stronger than this kid he's wrestling. He's in complete control, riding him.
I believe this is Zach's fourth appearance at state, the senior.
And, of course, another kid on that football team that won the state title.
You bet, yep, yep.
And a key player, defensive player, defensive back.
Two zip, Scott, 48 seconds remain. First period right down on mat eight. Roll attempt by Maverick Jackson, Zumbrota Mazeppa out of Section 1.
I love his name.
Yeah. My best so far, they're both from West Central. Royal Crow and Buzz Miller.
Royal's cool.
That's Royal Crow's a good one.
I'm guessing Buzz is a nickname.
Yeah, they did it. I think it's Andrew. They announced him when he won, but yeah. 15 seconds left. Scott in on the deep waist. Looks like Tamala's getting ready down there. One and two so far for Pierce.
So, dumb question for you. Mm-hmm. Is that a Pierce mat?
It is. That's Pierce's new mat. Yep.
I wasn't sure because it didn't look. like I recalled them being. So, but Albert Lee's got a couple of them.
Yeah, Albert Lee's got two. East Ridge.
Yeah, the new school down here.
5-0 now. Scott, after a period, he got some near fall points right at the end. Tamala down there. I see Mark Jensen setting up in the coach's chair. Russ Holland next to him. Near escape for Scott, but Jackson able to twirl him back down. Andrew facing Blaine Cheetah. Last 2 years, Cheetah has finished third for Kimball. He's 41-0. He's ranked second. And they are underway over there on mat number one. So kitty corner mats.
Jeff Haig from the St. Cloud Times did a feature on him and Quentin Barris.
Yep.
And they actually spend more time going to school right now at St. Cloud State than they do at Kimball. They're both taking college classes at St. Cloud State. Both nice.
Scott just reversed Johnson. He's up 7-0, 30 seconds in. Tamala and Cheetah, no score.
Help me, Rick. Did they wrestle during the year? They must have.
Which one are you talking
about? Tamala.
Yeah, he got pinned by Cheetah. Yep.
Okay. So let's see if he can stay off his pack and make the match.
He's a two-time third-place finisher as Cheetah at 126 last year, 113 the year prior.
Ranked second in the state right now.
Number two, and one of them, a big number of undefeated wrestlers here. Tamala off the mat. Scott still riding here. He's up 7-0. Minute 10 left for holding Ford. Tamala on his feet with Blaine Cheetah in the blue and yellow of Kimball. Snap down by Cheetah. He'll score. And he takes Tamala down, breaks him down. 2-0 now for Cheetah. Piers 1-2. Brandon Ortman with a win. Reese Capser and Jake Andries with losses. Coming up, the next one after the 132, we can wait a little bit until Colt Nyshen's at 152. Cheetah still controlling up 2-0 here. Opening period against Tamala. I'm not sure what school that mat is on. It's a gray and red mat down there.
It looks, is there like some kind of like a cardinal or bird?
I'm not sure. I don't venture down to that end too often.
You got a good post here.
Yeah. Well, you get here early. It helps. 15 seconds left for Scott. Still up 2-0, or 7-0 in the second. Cheetah's still riding here. Looks like he might be trying to throw a cradle on Andrew, but Andrew defending underneath near the end of the period over there. And Tamala down 2-0 at the end of one to Blaine Cheetah.
And then, I was saying, I set up my laptop wherever I can fit in, and I spend 40% of my time running around trying to talk to people.
It's really, people don't see it, but the media, you know, when you go down below, and that's quite the scene down below. As the guy is running, there's an escape for Tamala over there, 2-1, but then he's taken down again, and then Cheetah will just cut him loose. So it looks like Cheetah has decided to go takedown drill, 4-1 with Tamala. Andrew tries an arm drag. Cheetah controlling Andrew's wrist. There's a shot in by Cheetah, blocked. Now he comes around and gets two. And it's a 7-1 lead. And 7-2. Cheetah content to just cut Andrew loose. 7-0 for Scott. Midway through period three, barring a big mistake, Zach Scott will win. Another takedown there for Cheetah.
He's just too. Scott is just too much stronger.
Than Maverick Johnson. Yep. Blaine Cheetah.
Ortman's doing that Pierce style, very defensive and trying to make your earn
Tamala.
Your Tamala's doing
cross face by Cheetah. 50 seconds left. Andrew's down 9-2. Cosmos Grove City. Cheetah. As there's Jackson in on Scott's leg. 7-0 though for Zach Scott. Crossface over by Cheetah.
Result of match 372.
Andrew near the near edge of that far circle over there on mat number one. All eight mats in action here. There's a reverse for Scott. He's now up 9-0. He's going to win by, it looks like, a major over his opponent from Zumbrota. Restart. 22 seconds remaining. Here comes, oh, Tamala almost switched around, but Cheetah is too quick and powerful. Breaks Andrew back down.
And we got one of those matches, too, where the Kimball kid hasn't wrestled three tough matches. And
right, yeah.
Yeah.
And he will just ride out this period, will Cheetah. And it's 9-2 after two. And Scott has won his by that score as well, 9-2 for Zach Scott.
Now coming up to wrestle on that number.
So Scott, oh, winner.
38 pounds. From the Adrian area is Tony Lynn.
And
is that Quentin Barris coming out on that mat, or is that Brady Mayer? I can't tell.
That would be match number 398 mat number four.
It's Quentin Barris.
That's Quentin Barris and Tony Lynn of Adrian.
Southwestern Minnesota.
Zach Scott wins 9-2 as I do my note keeping, and there's Cheetah just cutting Andrew loose there. 9-3, third period underway. Both wrestlers on their feet, underhooked by Cheetah.
Uh-oh.
And he's got Andrew down and back points. Near fall points as the referee counting and looking. A lot of time left, a minute and a half. Cheetah trying to finish. He pinned Andrew in the dual meet earlier this year, but Andrew squirms away. And they're out of bounds. Three near fall, though, 14-3 now.
Cheetah's a kid who's got a really good chance of walking away with some first place hardware tomorrow night.
And looks like blood time over there in the Cheetah match. Quentin Barris, he's a returning champ.
Yeah, undefeated and one of the best wrestlers in Kimball history, I would say. I think no one in Kimball would argue that.
Well, isn't Jordan Joseph one of the best wrestlers? sorry, Saint I had Michael. To go there.
No, boy. Or, yeah, McKee.
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah, Mitch McKee, one of the great Kimball wrestlers in history. Still cleaning up the mat over there as Tamala is down in the third to Blaine Cheetah. 14-3. There's a minute 22. Looks like they're ready to resume.
West Central area, Ashby, Evansville.
And he'll cut him loose. 14-4.
Going for the T-fall.
Yeah, it looks like it. Cheetah, there's a shot attempt by Andrew, but Cheetah just too strong. Very stocky build by Cheetah.
Now wrestling at mat number five at 100.
Do you know what their plans are, Barris and Cheetah?
Yes, I do. Well, Barrett, Quentin is on his way to St. Cloud State.
All right.
Going to be a teammate of Clint Posters. And then Blaine Cheetah, I believe he's undecided right now, but he'll end up in Division II somewhere. Too.
Andrew's to his back again. He got caught in a chin drop, and he's in trouble. And this is going to get pretty tight here for Blaine Cheetah. Switches over. Still out. Andrew up and out again. And I think that's going to be a tech fall. Yeah, it is. Tech fall win. Yeah. 20-4 is the final. Cheetah with a tech fall win. Tom Elliott of the St. Cloud Times with us here.
Thanks for having me on, Rick.
No problem. I enjoy visiting with you any opportunity we get, whether it's high school sports, amateur baseball, whatever. And we can find plenty to talk about. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More Tom Elliott will be with us. And when we do return, should be about time for Colt Nations at 152.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is peer student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Colt Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
As we are back at the XL Energy Center, Tom Elliott of the St. Cloud Times joining me here on one end of the arena. And we've got a pretty good match here with this Quentin Barris match.
Yeah, very good.
3-2,
very
third period.
Barris is a tactician more than a flashy wrestler. He's not a showy kind of kid. He would rather win the chess match than, you know, the Broadway show.
Well, he is a returning champ. He won the title at 132 last year. That's Blaine Cheetah now this year at that weight class. Barris has moved up to 138. We know that Brandon Ortman is into the quarters, and he's got a tough one coming up. Second-ranked Joey Majerus of Zumbrota Mazepa will be Ortman's opponent in the quarters this afternoon, which I believe is 5:30 for Class A. AAA starts at 4:30. So far for Pierce, Reese Capster, Jake Andries got pinned. Brandon Ortman with a pin. Andrew Tamala just lost by Tech Fall 20-4. So three to come for Pierce. Have we seen Jackson Held yet? Let's see. I might have not seen that one. Jackson on mat one. Yeah, he would have been before the Tamala match. So we'll get that update on. We got a throw here in the Cheetah match. Or excuse me, the Barris. Barris caught him right at the end, and he's going to win.
That was only 3-2, though.
Not 8-2 with the back points right at the end. So
finally caught him in a mistake.
Yeah.
That was a heck of a match.
Like you say, it was a very good one with the kid from Adrian, Tony Lynn.
Gave him a great match, that's for sure.
So what else outside of wrestling are you covering here? I know St. Cloud Apollo with a big hockey win.
Yeah, that's the second time in 3 years the Eagles are headed to the state hockey tournament. It was the first time.
Wasn't Cathedral the favorite? Wasn't Apollo a 4 seed?
And Cathedral is a 2 seed. However, they played once regular season, and Cathedral won 2-1, very
okay.
Close.
All
could
right.
Have gone either way. If I'm not mistaken, Apollo might have outshot him. And Apollo's 22-4-1. It's not like
A slouch, yeah.
No,
yeah.
In that Section 6A, the top 6-7 teams all had pretty good seasons, including Little Falls and
yep.
Sartell, Alexandria, and obviously Apollo and Cathedral and Fergus Falls. All of them were legit. And Sauk Rapids, which was the 7th seed, had a week before the tournament beat number 1 seed Alexandria. So it was a very close nip and tuck.
Yeah, and Little Falls opened up with a win over Alex, and now they get Albany up in Moorhead tomorrow night in boys 8-3A basketball, right?
Yeah,
I switched gears on you in mid. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know my Albany Huskies well. No secret, that's my school district
yep.
where my kids go to school.
Yep.
The Flyers have taken the air out of the ball. They're playing like that old Princeton offense from the good old days of NCAA basketball,
sure, yeah.
and they'd upset those teams like Georgetown and, you know, big top seeds.
Just backdoor cuts and 8 passes and a layup.
And, you know, again, Kevin Jordan doing a great job as the head coach there. He's one of the best in the business. And they're going to be very tough. Albany plays great man-to-man defense. They're very athletic. They've got a good outside game, and the key is for them to get Ben Hartman, their 6'6 post, going. He's a 12 points a game kid, and
okay.
if he gets going, Albany's got a good chance. That said, you know, Little Falls is well coached. That discipline style absolutely drives high school teams nuts. Nobody likes to play against them, and that's a credit to Little Falls because they really, really make it tough on teams.
Who's the top girls team in the area?
I think it's Sauk Center Main Feeders.
Yeah, I think so too.
Number 2 in Double A, they've beaten some 3A's, including Albany.
Yeah.
They had the Becker kid transfer in this year.
Two of them, I think.
Yeah,
two sisters,
of them.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, sisters, and then there's a young Peschel girl coming up.
Her yeah, sister, Donnie's out.
Yeah, her sister's playing
Callie.
In the Big Ten for the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'd watch out for them. That's going to be real interesting. I think we're going to see one of those New London Spice or Sauk Center things.
That's Sauk's only loss is to New London, I believe.
Yes. And I think in retrospect, some people are a little surprised by that, except we all know Mike Dreyer at New London
yep,
Spicer is
yep.
one of the
legends
yep. legends in the state in girls basketball. You know, the we go into the boys stuff, too. The Pierce section and St. Cloud Cathedral. And
that's those. Loaded. Cathedral,
yeah.
1 seed, Maple Lake 2, Bram 3, and then don't forget about Annandale, a state runner-up as a 4 seed. 4 conference champs. In that subsection.
And Annandale's fully capable of winning it. I'm convinced yep. of that. I haven't seen him play a couple times this year. Chase Knickerbocker's a 6'6 shooting guard. He can score anywhere.
Yep.
He gets hot. They could beat any team in the state.
We're coming up on Colton Eichen's match. That is about a period and a half away down on mat number 8.
Number 1 at 152 pounds.
As Piers 1-3 so far. Brandon Ortman with his 100th win. A pin. Brad Kroll will come up on mat 5. That's about 2 matches away. That's at 160. He gets Tanner Bachman, a kid we saw for Frazee yesterday against Piers. Then Brett Capster will get Jesse Slater on mat 2. And that one is a couple of matches away as well. Well, Tom, I will let you get back to your journalistic duties. Always appreciate feel free to stop by anytime.
I appreciate it. Might stop by again here.
You bet.
See how
Give
the
us
day
an
goes.
Update. Yeah. Always interested in your point of view.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Tom Elliott, St. Cloud Times. Read his column, pick up a paper, or online. That's Tom Elliott with the Times. Colton Eichen's coming up, the number 1 ranked 152-pounder. He gets Connor Meyer of Barnesville in about 2 minutes and 50 seconds away from the match for Colton. Colton, a state runner-up at 145 a year ago.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work,
teamwork and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Back at the XL Energy Center, we are about 11 seconds from Colton Eichen's match. Class A individuals. We are two matches away from Brad Kroll of Royalton, Uppsala.
5 pounds, Austin Brackhoff, Sibley East, and Cody Davis.
And here we go. I see down there Colton stripping off the t-shirt.
Match number 7. Match number 389.
Colton ranked number 1 at 152, undefeated, 41-0. Colton Eichens against Barnesville's Connor Meyer. They check in at the score table.
At 152 pounds from Barnesville, Connor Meyer.
Connor Meyer ready to go against Eichens. They're putting on the ankle bracelets. And wrestling is underway at 152. This is number 1 versus number 8. And a shot in by Meyer, sprawling back Eichens. Both men on one knee, one hand down, almost in a football type stance. Now they're back on their feet and they hook up. 20 seconds in. Good elbow tie there by Colton Eichens, wearing the black with the Pioneer on the back. Wow, the white and blue of Barnesville, or I guess it's white and purple. Wasn't that the big online or viral debate? What color is the dress? There's a shot in by Meyer on Colton's right leg. Colton able to defend, though, gets back down. Driving forward, Meyer.
Your winner is Fitterick.
Colton over the back.
10-3 decision.
And this is a stalemate situation right now. Meyer switching in. No points. Colton Wizzering and out of bounds. No score. 55 seconds left. Back on their feet in the middle. Meyer hooks him up. Snap down, try. 37 seconds left. There's a shot in by Meyer. Again, Colton blocking that, reaching underneath. 30 seconds left. The winner gets Jacob Magis of Painesville or Derek Herman of United South Central. And there's a takedown for Meyer. He's up 2-0. 2-0 lead for Connor Meyer of Barnesville. And he's trying to cradle Colton here. Colton to his feet, faces him, should get one. And they're out of bounds. No escape, though. Never lost control, did Meyer. 2-1. I should say 2-0.
Tom Keller, United North Central.
Here's the start again. And time is out on the period. 2-0 for Connor Meyer over Colton Eichens. Eichens down to begin the period. Jackson Held got pinned by Kyle Hennen of Minneota. Brad Kroll is coming up. Kyle Lang, Clint Gottich also. Here's a reversal for Eichens to even things up 20 seconds in. So it's 2-2. Colton got taken down, now has reversed him here in the second as he started in the down spot. Now Colton drapes across, pulls that arm back. 1:22 to go. Brett Kapster's coming up pretty soon. Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala. Here comes Eichens on a tilt. He's going to get back points on Meyer and take his lead. He got 4-2 Eichens. And more back points coming. Eichens with that tilt. Now he switches to a headlock. 56 seconds. Down, headlock, now switching.
Now wrestling on.
And three near fall, blood time. Looks like Colton got dinged. So Jackson Held got pinned in his match at 1:26 by Kyle Hennen, Minneota. And it's now a 7-2 lead for Eichens.
Result of that 407, 5-1 decision at 152 for Justin Dravis, Park Rapids area.
They're cleaning up Colton over there. So we take a look around. How close are we to Brad Kroll's match? He's on mat 5, match number 419. And they're at 403. So two matches. You have to do the plus 8. Each match number moves up by 8 when a match is finished. Now Colton's ready to return to action. He's in on the waist ride. Trying to cradle here. 40 seconds left. Eichens up 7-2. Now Meyer bridging. Colton forces him back down. And more blood time for Colton Eichens. Zach Scott of Holding 40, 9-2 winner. Brandon Ortman of Piers, a pin winner at 120. So far, those are the winners. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries got pinned. Jackson Held of Royalton, Upsala got pinned. Andrew Tamala got Tekpal 20-4. All three Flyer wrestlers this morning lost. Eichen's up 7-2. How close are we to Brett Kapsner's 170-pound match? He's on mat 2, number 424. And they are at 400, so that three matches away. Eichen's back to work. Throws those legs in. Such a good leg rider, and they'll stop it for dangerous. 15 seconds left. Colton up 7-2. He was down 2-0. Meyer got a takedown, but it's been all Colton since. Here's Meyer trying to spin. Meyer, Colton still with that headlock in. Defending underneath. Meyer, though, if he pops his head, there's the two at the end of the period, 7-4. So Eichens lead 7-4 after two over Barnesville's Connor Meyer, ranked eighth, 23-3. Both these young men are juniors. Third period begins with both guys on their feet. Sucker drag try by Colton Eichens. Meyer shucks him down to a knee, back up. Now Meyer tries to shoot. Tough to get in on Colton's legs. And we get more blood time. Referee spotted blood and he sends Colton to the corner. Eichens up 7-4 early in the third. Trying to join teammate Brandon Ortman in the quarterfinals. Ortman gets second rank. Joey Majerus of Zumbrota Mazepa later on this afternoon, about 5:30. We won't have any AAA quarterfinals. All three Flyers lost. Blood time is at 3:50. For Colton, you get 5 minutes of blood time. This is the third stoppage on blood time for Colton, but we're in the third. Shouldn't be an issue. And they restart. We're down to a minute 34 to go in the third period. Eichen's up 7-4. Here's a throw try by Eichens. He didn't get it. And then Meyer tried for Eichens' leg. He didn't get that. So each guy, and oh, and there's a roll by Meyer and a scramble, and Eichens able to defend. Good scramble there between Eichens and Meyer on the edge, and they're out of bounds in front of Jesse Zajac and Corey Egan, my roommates.
Number 402.
105 to go. I think Russ Holland cleaned him out in cards last night. Under a minute to go now for Colton. 53 seconds, 7-4 lead. Eichens at 152 opening round. Colton controlling that left arm of Meyer, snapped him down, comes in behind, throws the legs. Still no control yet.
Now wrestling on mat number five.
There's the two, 9-4. 9-4, Eichens.
Mergers, Lake Crystal, welcome aboard.
And now Colton will begin to ride the final 24 seconds.
From Prairie Valley, Kyle Schlosser. His opponent from Minnesota, Leo Pussy.
Colton Eichens riding this one out. He's going to win.
145-pound winner with
the Eichens. One last tilt. And the final score coming up. What's it going to be?
Now wrestling on mat number six.
11-4, Eichens with the win.
Gordon Engler, Kirk Owens, Murdoch, Sundberg, and Brendan Wege. Badger, Great Bush.
Colton Eichens wins 11-4 to go to the quarterfinals.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Colton Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Shomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Shomer, at 468-2525.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Okay, whatever, so what? Who cares? Whatever, so what? Who cares? We will fight early curfew. We will go to the mall. Drive on star till it's sunny. Watch five reruns on TV.
Athletics and fine arts participation build more than character. They also build college applications. A message from the Minnesota.
We are back at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, and it looks like Brad Kroll time now over on mat number five.
The results on mat number four. Match number four.
Brad Kroll against Frazee's Tanner Bachman coming up.
Goes to Noah Greenfield of Maple River.
For Royalton Upsala so far, one of their four kids has wrestled. That was Jackson Held. He got pinned by Kyle Hennen at 126. So Kroll will try and get Royalton Upsala on the board. I look down there, and he is ready to go, headed to the middle of the mat.
Now wrestling on mat number five at 160 pounds, Tanner Bachman, Frazee. Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala.
There's the announcement. If you heard it, Kroll checks in. Coming up on mat number seven, I'm going to keep an eye on that one. That is Derek Herman, United South Central, against Jacob Medjes of Painesville. The winner of that one gets Colt Nations in the quarters this afternoon. Kroll's match underway. He and Bachman. And Kroll, 27-10, a junior. Bachman, a junior, 25-15. No points yet. Brett Kapsner will be the next pioneer up. He'll be on mat number two. A couple of matches away there for Brett. 52. Winner by fall at 240. Kyle Lang is coming up for Royalton Upsala. Clint Gottich. Nathan Brinker from Holdingford coming up. And Austin Gall of Piers coming up. There is takedown for Kroll. He's up 2-0. Brad Kroll. He might be looking to lock up a nearside cradle here. Kroll scoring about 40 seconds into the match. Now here's the cradle. He's got Bachman to his back. Kroll with a good tight cradle. Referee looking and counting. Kroll with a minute left. Kroll has Bachman in a cradle over there on mat five. And there's the pin for Brad Kroll. Kroll with the pin. He's going to the quarters against either Derek Dingerud of ACGC or Matt Sheets of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. So good job for Brad. He got him in a pin and finished him. So we move on. Brett Kapsner should be next up on our list of guys to follow. He'll be on mat two against Jesse Slater. That's a 4-5 ranking match. That's match number 424. And right now they're on 408, so that means they're two matches away. Kyle Lang is due up on mat seven. Excuse me, mat four. Mat four. And he is two matches away. So good job by Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala making quick work of his opponent, Tanner Bachman of the Frazee Hornets.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Mat number eight.
We're back. And we are at the XL Energy Center.
The Royal Crow of West Central area, Ashby, Evansville.
And we are looking now down on mat number seven, watching Mages of Painesville and Herman of United South Central. The winner gets Colton Eichens in the quarterfinals. Colton won 11-4 in his opener over Connor Meyer of Barnesville. Brett Kapsner's coming up. Kyle Lang of Royalton Upsala is coming up. Right now, 2-0 for Magus. And it's Herman, ranked fourth, trying to come in. Mages up, and he's going to get an escape there. Three nothing for Painesville's Jacob Mages. Restart, minute 40. That win for Colton Eichens was win number 149 in his career. And when Brandon Ortman picked up a pin earlier today, that was Brandon's 100th. Right now, Mages up 3-0.
Number one at 182. Kieran Johnson, Barnesville, and Bo Glover.
So far, for the Pioneers, they've had five of their seven on the mat so far, and they are 2-3. Reese Capster and Jake Andres both got pinned. Brandon Ortman got a pin. Andrew Tamala got tech fall 20-4, and now Colton Eichens has won 11-4. So Ortman and Eichens with pin are wins. Capster and Gall to come. For Royalton Upsala, Jackson Held got pinned. Brad Kroll pinned. So they're 1-1 with Kyle Lang and Clint Gottich to come. And for Holding Ford, Zach Scott with a 9-2 decision. Nathan Brinker at 195.
Minnewaska area.
Still to come.
And from Breckenridge, Trayton Hawk.
Wrestling on Brett will be on mat two. Brett Kapsner against Jesse Slater of Adrian area. On to the southwest corner of the state. That one is one match away. Matter of fact, one period away, it appears.
At 170 pounds, 3-2 decision for Gage Thobbs, Sinclair Mankato.
There are a couple of individuals to watch in this tournament. Highlight type of individuals. Mark Hall, Apple Valley, and Cameron Sikora of Border West. Both going for their fifth state championships. Hall won by pin today for Apple Valley. He'll be in the AAA quarters. And Cameron Sikora just picked up a tech fall over St. Charles's Alan Spaeth. Capster now just 2 minutes away from getting going. Brett's opponent, Slater, is ranked fifth, a senior, 35-7. Brett is ranked fourth, a sophomore, 28-3. That should be a dandy of a match. Those are the two coming up, and then Kyle Lang on mat four. He is a match away. about a period and a half away for him. So when we come back, we'll have Brett Kapsner's match. And Kyle Lang's match. Those are the next ones. Magus and Herman are 4-4. A minute left in the third. The winner gets Eichens in the quarters this afternoon about 5:30. Magus, front headlock on Herman. 48 seconds remain. Magus in those green singlet with white pinstripes. Here's Herman switching, and he's going to get two. And Herman goes up 6-4. Herman now trying to tilt on Magus. 23 seconds. 37 seconds before Brett Kapsner's match. And it looks like Colton Eichens will get number four, Derek Herman of United South Central. There it is. A 6-4 final. So Eichens and Herman in the quarterfinals this afternoon.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Devin Menzies of Zembrota Mazeppa.
All right, Brett Kapsner of the Pioneers is underway. Kapsner and Slater of Adrian.
The results on match number
4 versus 5.
Match number 413.
Opening round.
6-4 decision.
Each weight bracket has 16 wrestlers in it.
Result of match 427.
They're off the mat. 15 seconds into this 170 opener between Kapsner and Slater. Slater from Adrian, ranked fifth, senior, 35-7. Adrian out of section three. Down there with Miniota and Wabasso and Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg. Again, they're off the mat. Both guys have been on the feet. No mat time yet. Brett now hooks up. Slater reaching for a wrist. Shucking him by is Jesse Slater. 108 to go. Opening period. Tentative start for these two. Kyle Lang's match will be coming up shortly. About 30 seconds away. Here's a shot in by Slater. He's deep on a double. Now he comes up to the waist, whizzing and out of bounds. Good job by Brett Kapsner. And Kapsner and Slater pushing. Stepping in is Slater. And now a snap down try by Slater. In on the single. Elevating Brett over his back. Dumping him. And now he's got the leg up. Trying to trip Kapsner down. Kapsner still whizzing over there. On the far edge. He got two with 10 seconds left. And Slater's up two zip. Late first period. So a 2-0 lead now for Slater in the final seconds here of period one. And he's going to ride out the time. And it's 2-0 for Slater after a period over Brett Kapsner. Brett will choose down.
Nate Neitzel of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Area, and Kyle Lang.
Kyle Lang and Nate Neitzel of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial are about to get underway after they clean up some blood. That's on the Pioneer new mat. Slater with a half in on Brett. Hooks the leg, throws the Turk in. 2-0 for Jesse Slater of Adrian. Bumping Brett forward over there.
The results on that number
still controlling.
426. A 6-1 decision goes to Trayton Hunt.
Not a lot of action right now. A controlling ride here by Slater of Adrian. Still haven't started the Lang match with Neitzel. They had to clean up the blood off the mat from the previous match. Now, out of bounds is Kapsner. Brett.
No wrestling on mat number one.
We'll start down again. Minute 12 to go, second period. A lot of ride time here. Brett tries to stand. Brought back down. Here comes the Turk again by Slater. Picks that ankle up.
Now wrestling on mat number five at 195. Cole Hennett, Penny Oda.
Nathan Brinker will be coming up for holding forward on mat seven. Slater still riding here. 45 seconds up, 2-0.
Now wrestling on mat number six at 182. Jake Wenslaw, Sibley East, and Blake Amundsen.
And Slater in deep on the waist. 30 seconds left. Zilla, 2-0 lead. Brett's in a lot of low-scoring matches here. To his knees, Brett now sitting back towards Slater. 14 seconds left. 2-0 lead for Neitzel of Lake Crystal over Lang of Royalton Upsala. And at the end of two, Kapsner's down 2-0. Kyle Lang to his feet. 1 minute left in the first. Lang trails 2-0. Kapsner riding here to start his third period. So Brett's going to have to try and turn him here. Now it's Slater to his feet, and then Kapsner sinks back down to the ankle. Slater leans back over Brett's back. He's reaching for Brett's opposite ankle. Lang still trailing 2-0 with 28 seconds left in the first. Going to get a stalemate. Nope. Kapsner reestablishes control. 2-0. Brett down.
No wrestling on that.
1:22 to go. Kapsner trailing. Gave up a takedown.
Looks
like he might be trying to cradle here on Slater. 1:10 for Brett. Now Slater on his feet. And Brett trying to muscle him back down to the mat near the edge of the circle. And there's an escape for Slater. It's 3-0 now for Jesse Slater of Adrian. Now he tries to get a takedown. He will. 5-0. Lang underway. Early second. Still trailing 2-0 to Nate Neitzel of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Only 38 seconds left for Brett Kapsner. He's behind 5-0. Piers 2-3 so far. Brandon Ortman, Colton Eichens with wins. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, and Andrew Tamala have lost.
Patrick Carlson, Kirk Owen, Murdoch Sundberg.
Time running out on Brett. 30 seconds left. Slater riding. He showed what a good rider he was in the second period. He almost rode out that entire second. Lang has tied up his match 2-2 with Neitzel. But Brett's just running out of time over there. 10 seconds left for Kapsner. And he's going to lose this match to Jesse Slater. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and it's a 5-0 loss. Jesse Slater, Adrian over Brett Kapsner. And what do you know, Kyle Lang caught Neitzel and pinned him. So Lang with a pin. Just like that. So Lang wins by fall. Kapsner lost 5-0. So that leaves us with Austin Gall at heavyweight. Nathan Brinker. He's on mat number 7 against Tristan Palmer, United North Central. Couple of matches away yet for Brinker. And then that'll have Clint Gottich and Austin Gall. So 3 to go here from the Xcel Energy Center.
Sports fans, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-25.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
luck. Did you
know
the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Russell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
And Kyle Lynch.
All right, we are back as the XL Energy Center moves into the individual portion of this tournament after team competition yesterday. And we're working our way through the Class A individuals. We had AAA to begin the session, coming up Double A. Let's take a look at what's happened so far. Let's focus on Section 7A. At 106, Reese Kapsner got pinned. Andrew Nissen of Black Duck pinned. So Nissen wins, Kapsner loses. Nissen gets Phil Skeps of St. Agnes in the quarters. For Reese to get a wrestle back, he needs Austin Devlamek of Minnesota to beat Jake Norrie of West Central Area. 2 versus 4, Norrie ranks second in the state there. At 113, Jake Andries got pinned in his opener by Caden Spindler, Border West. Jace Geving of Deer River, an 18-7 win over Jackson Haight of Hayfield. So Geving moves on. For Jake to get a wrestle back, Jake Andries, he needs Spindler to beat Jackson County Central's Jacob Tinnerum. At 120, Brandon Ortman, career win number 100, came by pin over A.J. Schmidt of Atwater Cosmos Grove City. Next up for Brandon, number 2 ranked, Joey Majerus. Majerus, a 4-time state place winner for Zumbrota Mazeppa. He won by fall over Angel Zamaripa of St. James.
Buzz Filler, West Central Area.
The other section 720-pounder was Jamal Baird of Deer River. He got beat by Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, 9-5. So Ortman and Majerus this afternoon in the quarterfinals.
At 439.
At 126, Jackson Held of Royalton Upsala got pinned by Kyle Hennen of Minneota. And Hunter Sumner got pinned by 2-time champion Austin Anderley of Le Sueur Henderson. Good chance that Sumner will get a wrestle back. At 132, Andrew Tamala got tech-falled by Kimball's Blaine Cheetah.
195 pounds.
It was 20-4. And down in the bottom half, it was Zach Scott of Holdingford defeating Maverick Jackson of Zumbrota Mazeppa by a 9-2 score. So Scott gets Grant Jepson of Frazee in the quarterfinals this afternoon.
Match number 453 goes from match 7 to match 6. This involves Nathan Brinker.
Nope, they're moving Nathan Brinker's match.
Assistant Palmer of United North Central moves from match 7 to match 6.
All right, they're moving Brinker's match to match 6 from match 7.
461.
At 138, Tim Kent of Mille Lacs got beat 17-5 by Ryan Keach of Dover Eota. And Dan Nordine of Aiken got beat 7-1 by Carter Wright of Wadena Deer Creek. So 7A went 0-2 at 138. At 145,
Now wrestling on mat number four.
Both wins for 7A. Nick Borchert, 7-1. Nick from Mille Lacs. He beat Freedom Hunt of Zumbrota Mazeppa, 7-1. He gets Jared Willoughby of Windham Mountain Lake in his quarterfinal.
3 minutes and 38 seconds.
And Jared Novak of Aiken pinned Kimball's Brady Mayer. So Novak gets Hank Fredericks of Chatfield. That'll be a tough one for Novak.
Now wrestling on mat number seven.
And Nathan Brinker should be coming up. Hank Fredericks won the 138 title last year, so Novak gets a defending state champ in his next match. Cooper Jedlicka of Black Duck on his back on mat seven.
Your results on mat number seven. Match number four.
So Nathan Brinker coming up. I see Nathan striding over to the table.
3 minutes, 14 seconds.
So we'll have Brinker coming up.
Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial Area.
And he will be going in the next match. It looks like they've again moved his match from mat 7 to mat 6. So we've got to refocus on that. But we've got Brinker to come at 195. And then Austin Gall and Clint Gottich still to come at heavyweight.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
My fellow classmates, this is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM, a time to talk about each other, a time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you.
Yeah.
We'll never forget what we experienced together, like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember. Like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway, to everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach, except college, since we've pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. 3 matches to go here in Class A round action. Nathan Brinker at 195. The holding forward Husker set to face Tristan Palmer, United North Central. That's up in the Sabika area. And then the heavyweight, 285, Austin Gall against Nate Elzen of Medford. That'll be on mat 4. Match number 458. So that's next. Austin Gall is less than 2 minutes away from his tournament debut as an individual in his senior season. Elzen, a 2-time entrant from Medford, will be Austin's opponent. And Clint Gottich coming up on Matt 7. And then we'll be done here with Class A, and then they'll turn things over to Class AA. Couple of more updated brackets for you. In relaying how Section 7 individuals did. At 152, of course, Colton Eichens, 11-4 win over Barnesville's Connor Meyer. Eichens will get Derek Herman, ranked fourth in the quarterfinals from United South Central. And also in 7A, Mason Frenzel, the runner-up in 7A at 152, he lost 10-4 to Noah Greenfield of Maple River. So Eichens won, Frenzel lost. At 160 pounds, Brad Kroll won by pin over Frazee's Tanner Bachman. So a win for Kroll from Royalton Upsala. Also a winner from Aiken, Noah Landris. Landris defeated Tanner Schreifels of Kimball area 8-3. Landris will get Cameron Lundeen of Red Lake County Central. Kroll will face Derek Dangerud from Atwater Cosmos Grove City. Those are quarterfinals and Class A quarters scheduled for about 5:30 this afternoon. So once we wrap up here with the Class A matches, we'll be off until about 5:30. There's no AAA advancer in the matches for Little Falls. All three lost. Logan Capon, Axel Lang. As Austin Gall comes out, and Josh Beek also lost. Gall underway. His match against Medford's Nate Elzen. And they hook up. Here's a throw try by Elzen, able to slip away. Austin Gall. Gall battling here. Looks like Elzen's a little bit bigger. Austin more of a true 220 pounder. And Gall pushing at Elzen and hooking up now behind the head. Elzen in a maroon singlet. And they're out of bounds.
Lesueur Henderson and Jared Welch, Wabasso, River Central.
Brinker's match should be coming up soon for holding forward.
From Medford, Nate Elzen.
Elzen driving in and ushering Austin off the mat. But no takedown. Both on their feet. Brinker's match coming up on mat 6. Clint Gottich is due up on mat 7. Here's a throw try, trying to jack him up. Elzen sneaks in behind, got two right at the edge. 2-0 Elzen. 53 seconds left. Nate Elzen is a senior, 26-3. And he drives forward, taking Austin down to the mat. Elzen is ranked number 6 for Medford. Again, a two-time state entrant. This is Austin's first appearance. The winner would get either Garrett Malmstrom, number 1 from Frazee, or Blake Walters of Pipestone. You got to think that Malmstrom would be the heavy favorite there. Here's another 2 points for Medford's Nate Elzen. He's up 4-0. End of 1. 4-0. Looking around, make sure I don't miss Nathan Brinker's match. Austin will begin period 2 down on the mat.
Result of match 440, 195 pounds.
And a clean start. Horsing him forward is Elden. He's powerful.
Now getting ready to wrestle on that.
Trying to run a half around on Austin. He's got Austin to his back. Now he's going to try and tighten this up. This could get pretty tough for Austin. He's in trouble. Gall on his back. And the referee's looking. It's a good headlock by Elzen of Medford. As he's got Austin's left arm hooked up. Elzen with his right arm under Austin's head. Leaning down, applying pressure. A minute 18 to go. It's going to be at least 7-0 if Elzen doesn't pin him, but it's getting tighter and tighter. Elzen with the finish. There's the pin.
Net number six. At 285.
So Nate Elzen with a pin over Austin Gall.
Prairie Valley and Jake Burras, Sibley East.
Pretty powerful heavyweight there from Medford, Nate Elzen. He just kind of overpowered Austin in that one. Coming up, we've got Clint Gottich, Royalton, Uppsala. He'll be on mat 7.
No decision to Jonah Lane of Frazee.
And also coming up, Nathan Brinker. Those are the two matches that we have left here on You Are There Sports.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
This is Andrew Hatters from Select Therapy. If you're having orthopedic surgery, you have a choice in where you receive your outpatient physical therapy. Many people are surprised and relieved when they find out they can do their rehabilitation right here in Pierce. From rotator cuff repairs, total joint replacements, and neurosurgeries, we rehab it all. And rest assured, our highly trained staff works closely with your surgeon to deliver the exact care you need. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
What are you doing?
Back at the XL Energy Center as Class A getting close to wrapping up. Pierce goes 2-5 in their matches. Brandon Ortman, Colton Eichens win. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andres, Andrew Tamala, Breck Kapsner, and Austin Gall all suffer losses. So they have to wait to see if they get a wrestle back. That'll be determined later this afternoon about 5:30 when the Class A quarterfinals are held. Clint Gottich still to come. And it looks like we're about 50 seconds away from Nathan Brinker's match for Holding Ford.
Winner by fall in 42 seconds. At 285
pounds. Nate Elson pinning Austin Gall in our most recently one. Ben Furyk of BBE, I think he just got a pin down there. We'll see. Some of these singlets look pretty similar. Nope, that's a Minnesota kid, not a BBE kid. But he did hear Furyk's name, so I think he won. It just wasn't the match I was watching. For Holding Ford, Zach Scott a winner, 9-2. Nathan Brinker will try and join his teammate in the quarters. For Royalton Upsala, they have 1-2 and lost 1. Jackson Held got pinned. Brad Kroll and Kyle Lang both winning by pins, and Clint Gottich to come. Clint wrestles Minneota's Trent Esping. And we're ready for Brinker. Here comes Nate Brinker striding to the check-in table. The number two ranked 195-pounder undefeated from Holding Ford.
Number six. At 195 pounds from Holding Ford, Nathan Brinker.
So there's the announcement of Brinker.
Palmer.
And his opponent from United North Central out of Sabika, Minnesota. Tristan Palmer, a senior, 31-6. This is a really good quarter of the bracket because you've got Hunter Fick up next. He is the number one ranked 95-pounder. You could see a 1-2 matchup in the quarters if Brinker and Fick win. All right, Brinker's underway. Brinker on mat 6.
The results on mat number 7.
He's in green. There's a quick shot. Brinker gets 2. Quick lead for Nathan Brinker. That didn't take long. Now here is Brinker in on the waist. And he's trying to tilt, and rolling through is Tristan Palmer. Clint Gottich. I think, that was Clint Gottich. Clint got pinned by Esping, so he's done for this morning session. That was a pin for Esping. So now it's Brinker, our last match. Gottich got stuck. Caught in a cradle, it looked like. So Royalton Upsala goes 2-2. Brinker still leading 2-0. Only 3 of the 8 mats active right now. Brinker with a quick takedown, and he's been riding ever since. Now he's got that tilt on and back points. Tristan Palmer tilted for a 3 near fall. And there's the end of the, they're out of bounds. 17 seconds left. 5-0 lead, Brinker, after the near fall points awarded. Brinker hoists him up, brings him back down. Tristan Palmer of United North Central. Brinker still controlling. And timeout on the period. 5-0 Brinker after one. Tristan Palmer is ranked fourth. So this is a 2-4 matchup. And then it's a 1-10 matchup for the other part of this bracket. Palmer got switched on. Brinker picks up the leg. If he trips him down, he'll get the reverse. And there it is, 7-0 now, Nathan Brinker. This is a number 2-4 matchup, and Brinker in control. To his feet, Palmer, and Brinker says, all right, get away. 7-1. Brinker gives up the escape. Minute and a half to go. Now this is the only match still going. Brinker and Palmer, and out of bounds. Again, Trent Esping of Minnesota with a pin over Clint Gottich. Both on their feet. Here's a shot in by Palmer, blocked by Brinker. 105 to go. Both men on their knees now, shoulder to shoulder. Brinker inside the circle. Palmer out, and they're out of bounds. Double A round of individual actions next. Now there's a shot dancing away. Brinker. Nathan tries to shoot. Palmer with the defense that time. 7-1, 30 seconds left. Brinker up. Last match of this class. 195 pounders. Here's a throw by Brinker. He's got 2-9-1 for Brinker. And they're out of bounds. 13 seconds left. Palmer will start in the down position. Brinker gets on, left side. Clean start, set out try by Palmer. Underhook by Brinker. 7 seconds to go. Now turning up and facing for an escape is Palmer. And they're out of bounds with time running out. 9-2 after two for Holding Ford's Nathan Brinker. Ironically, that was the score his teammate Zach Scott won by. Holding Ford sent two individuals, and they're trying to go 2-2. Scott with a win and a big lead for Brinker. Brinker looked like he got dinged up when they rolled out of bounds. He's going to go over to the side now, be attended to. Yeah, he's kind of squatting and flexing a little bit, shaking out that right arm. And see what happened. They went over on the side out of bounds as time ran out in the period. So some injury time for Nathan Brinker. All-state football player for the state champion Huskers. And now water bottle brought over. Logan Olean, the head coach of the Huskers, former Canby Lancer. Canby, a storied program in Minnesota high school wrestling. I'm not sure if they even have an entrant in Class A this year. That's one thing to look at here. Now Brinker strapping the headgear on. Looks like he is ready to resume. 9-2 Brinker to start the third. He'll be riding. Palmer up, snap back down and out by Nathan Brinker. .156 to go. The restart. Another sit-out try. second-ranked undefeated Nathan Brinker looking for his 25th win of the year without a loss. There's an escape for Palmer, 9-3. Now Palmer shoots in. Sprawling back, Brinker outside the circle, out of bounds. Minute 36 to go. Palmer, 31-6, a senior. Both men, shoulder to shoulder, driving forward. Minute 25, now back to their feet. Brinker with the lead. He tilted him for a couple of near fall points. There's a throw try. Nathan, did he get it? No, out of bounds. Palmer almost slipped in behind and got two. But it stays 9-3 with a minute 13 left. Brinker pushing into Palmer. Palmer with his hand behind. Now Palmer shoots in deep. Lifting. And he'll get two. He takes Brinker down with 55 seconds. 9-5. He'll cut him loose. 10-5. This will get interesting now. 45 seconds. Palmer drives forward and Brinker off the mat and out. 41 seconds left. Brinker with a 10-5 lead. Palmer, little urgency. Spinning in, getting two, and it's 10-7. And his coaches say, cut him loose. 10-11-7. 23 seconds left. Brinker defends a shot. Valuable time ticking off. 18 to go. Brinker snaps him down. Brinker trying to hold on here. He looks like he's going to do it. 10 seconds left. Palmer giving it a good shot, but Brinker too much today. 3 seconds. One last attempt. And Nathan Brinker, your winner, 11-7. Good match. Palmer came on strong at the end. Brinker wins 11-7, holding Ford, sending both their guys to the quarters. Scott and Brinker. We'll take a break, wrap up Class A when we come back.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushel from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
This is Andrew Hadrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, we are back at the XL Energy Center, and let's wrap up Class A results for the guys we're following down here. Reese Kapsner at 106 got pinned in his match. At 113, Jake Andres got pinned in his match. At 120, Brandon Ortman won his 100th career match. He pinned A.J. Schmidt of ACGC. Next up, Brandon, a quarterfinal match this afternoon against Joey Majerus Zambroda Mazepa, the number two ranked wrestler at 120. Andrew Tamala lost to Tech Fall 20-4. Colton Eichens picked up an 11-4 win over Connor Meyer of Barnesville. At 152, that was. So Colton moves on to the quarters today. And his opponent, Derek Herman, ranked fourth from United South Central. Then Brett Kapsner lost 5-0, and Austin Gall got pinned. So Pierce goes 2-5 in their seven matches here. So that means the five that lost have to hope the guy that beat them wins again. If they don't, they're done. No wrestle back. And those quarterfinals are at 5:30 for Class A. For Royalton Upsala at 126 pounds, Jackson Held got pinned. Brad Kroll at 160, he pinned his opponent. Same result for Kyle Lang at 182, he earned a pin. And Clint Gottich at heavyweight got pinned. So 2-2 for the Royals. Two pins, 1-2-4, two against. Holding Ford, both their guys won. Zach Scott at 132, 1-9-2. And at 195, Nathan Brinker ranked second. Close one over number four, Tristan Palmer of United North Central, an 11-7 win. So Scott at 126, he advances. He will face, Zach's at 132. He gets Grant Jepson, Frazee. For Brad Kroll at 160. Brad will face Derek Dengerud, ACGC. For Kyle Lang at 182, his quarterfinal opponent is Keegan Moore, Jackson County Central. Two undefeated kids, Lang and Moore. That'll be a quarterfinal. Moore from Jackson County, defending state champ. And then at, let's see, do we have, we don't have the 95-pound bracket updated yet, so we don't know who Brinker gets. But he's likely to get Hunter Fick, number one from West Central. For Little Falls, earlier today, Class AAA, Logan Capon got pinned at 126. At 145, Josh Beek lost a 15-1 major decision And at 152, Axel Lang lost a 20-5 Tech Fall. So no quarterfinals for those three Little Falls Flyers. They have to wait and see if their opponents win at 4:30 today in Class AAA quarterfinals. So that's going to do it for this session. We'll be back 5:30 this afternoon. 5:30 is the scheduled Class A round of quarterfinals. And we will be back with you from the XL right here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening.